The new ferry is estimated to cost about $120 million. State lawmakers appropriated half the money, and the federal government had approved the other half. But it turns out the state might not be able to use that federal money for the new vessel. Alaska Deputy Transportation Commissioner Jim Beadle gave a brief update on the issue to the Southeast Conference, a meeting of Southeast leaders in Petersburg. As Beadle explained it, the legislature's intent for the money conflicts with federal law.
There was some intent language that come with the funding request. The intent language stated that the legislature wanted that boat built in Alaska. They wanted an Alaska preference given to an Alaska shipyard. That is illegal to do if you're using federal money. You cannot give a preference to anybody if you're using federal money.
So this summer, the State Department of Transportation asked the Federal Highway Administration whether a bidder preference would be allowed if the state went ahead and gave up its federal funding. The Highway Administration's subsequent review led to another problem, according to Beadle.
They got their lawyers looking at this project, and they determined that we didn't have a project. They determined that the federal government had not followed their procedures, the environmental portion of it, the very first part of a project.
The Federal Highway Administration told the state in mid-August that the environmental review for the project, in this case a categorical exclusion, was invalid and failed to provide the necessary clearance. The review is required under the National Environmental Policy Act. In the past, according to Beadle, an agreement with the federal government allowed the state to build new vessels under a so-called Cat X. That's a low-level review for projects that are not supposed to involve significant environmental impacts.
We just do it ourselves, sign it ourselves. It doesn't have to be signed by the federal government. And that's the way we built our ships in the past. Well, the rules have changed. Federal government now says for new vessel construction, they need to sign the document. They need to look at what you're building and say, indeed, it fits a seat, a Cat X. So they have notified us we don't have a project. We can't spend, at this time, federal money on it because we don't have a project. And they've asked for the design money back.
With about $60 million in state funds, Beadle said the design work was continuing and the state still had a project. It's just not a federal project. He said the state was looking at its options.
So I certainly hope in this next legislative session the legislature supports the Alaska Marine Highway Ferry project, the Alaska Class Ferry. Certainly hope it goes forward. It's still needed. But we're considering our options and where we are and how we go about building this boat.
The state could still use federal funding if it satisfies the environmental requirements. However, it would not be able to have a bid preference for in-state shipbuilders. State Senator Bert Stedman of Sitka thinks Alaska would be better off using its own money to build ferries with an Alaskan preference.
We have the ability here in the state to manufacture those ships, the first one and hopefully the next three. So, taking that into account, when you take a look at the standard process that DOT underwent when the state had really tight fiscal budgets due to revenue shortfalls, they were historically just in a mode of going through the federal process. Well, that is not the financial condition of the state today, nor will it be the financial condition of the state tomorrow. So we need to reevaluate that.
Stedman suggested Alaska could still use the federal money for road projects in the rail belt while using state general funds for the Alaska-class ferry. Stedman, who co-chairs the Senate Finance Committee, says he's been discussing the issue with other lawmakers in the Parnell administration for a while. $60 million is a little less than half of what Southeast Alaska received in state capital money this past year. As for whether Alaska can afford spending another $60 million for a new ferry, Stedman has no doubts.
My response is we can't get within $60 million of our revenue forecast. We're dealing in billions. This is no big issue whatsoever for the state. We could put that in, pay for it, and actually we could fund another ferry if we decided to do it.
The new single-hull vessel would be 350 feet long and carry up to 500 passengers and about 70 vehicles. It would have crew quarters but no staterooms and will not sail overnight. The plan is for the first Alaska-class vessel to serve Lynn Canal, connecting Haines, Skagway, and Juneau. Future Alaska-class ships could sail Prince William Sound and the Ketchikan-Prince Rupert route. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.